This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The mind control media has been spotlighting recent reports on UFOs being spotted and even shot down out of the sky. And many suspect it's laying the groundwork for the so-called fake alien invasion that has been reported on now for decades. A false flag event wherein the public is tricked into believing that aliens from outer space are invading the Earth. In his 1991 book, Behold a Pale Horse, William Cooper claimed that secret groups within the U.S. government have designed their own flying saucer technology and are planning to launch a staged alien invasion in order to create a one-world government.
What I discovered was amazing. What I discovered, ladies and gentlemen, is that there has been a plan in existence since about 1917, and probably before that, to create an artificial extraterrestrial threat to this Earth in order to create a one-world totalitarian socialist government.
Nazi scientist and former head of NASA, Wernher von Braun, reportedly told his assistant, Carol Rosen, that a fake alien invasion will be the final gambit of an ongoing plan to create a one-world government.
And we have to prevent the weaponization of space because there is a lie being told to everyone that the weaponization of space is now first being based upon the evil empire, the Russians. There are many enemies, he said, against whom we're going to build this space-based weapon system, the first of whom was the Russians, which was existing at that time. Then there would be terrorists. Then there would be third world countries. Now we call them rogue nations or nations of concern. Then there would be asteroids. And then he would repeat to me over and over, and the last card, the last card, the last card would be the extraterrestrial threat.
The fake alien invasion is only possible if there are advanced technologies being hidden from the public, capable of pulling it off. And there is plenty of evidence supporting this, from the stolen and censored work of Nikola Tesla to that of John Hutchison, and thousands more. According to some sources, these technologies were discovered by back engineering alien spacecraft. But the word alien implies extraterrestrial, not from this Earth. And that's the fake part, because humanity's historical record is replete with non-human species that ruled over mankind as gods. This story is the most prolific story on Earth. The Sumerian texts, officially the oldest written documents we have, describe a non-human species that created a unique species of human via genetic modification. These non-humans then began mating with human women and created a new race of giants. This story is prevalent throughout our entire historical record and is found in practically every religious scripture on Earth. Nearly every culture on this planet claims to have been created by a race of godlike reptilians, most often described as serpent gods or dragons. David Icke has compiled scores of personal accounts describing an interdimensional reptilian-like species that hides in the shadows by shape-shifting and taking possession of a human's body. William Bramley's book, Gods of Eden, provides a comprehensive history of a secret brotherhood that works as an intermediary for a reptilian-like species that has been manipulating mankind for millennia. And in all these ancient accounts, we not only read about these godlike species, we read about their flying ships. In the ancient Vedas, they are called Vimanas. These ancient Vimanas were described in great detail 100 years ago in the Vaimanika Shastra and were believed to be found within hidden caves of the Himalayan mountains, which is what likely compelled the Nazis to explore the Himalayas in search of the Aryan race in 1938. We are officially told that the Aryan race was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed breed of humans. But this is a lie. The Aryan race that the Nazis were interested in was the Aryan race of the ancient Vedas, an elusive non-human.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got loaded phone lines and a ton of news coming up. Man, the poison vaccine stack is mighty crazy. We've also got the chemicals in the water literally changing or manipulating the sexual characteristics and fertility of children, including in the womb. Big news on that. We're going to be covering it all, intersperse your calls. But let's take a lot of your calls today, as I said we would. We're going to go in the order the calls are received. Yitz in Israel wants to talk about the bigger picture. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to be on the show. I'm calling from the Holy Land, and I'm a U.S. and Israeli citizen. So the comment is simple. It's really about peaceful revolution. Look, we know the world's in a daze, physically, mentally, financially, spiritually. The question is, how do we supercharge the message and wake up the world? A couple quick thoughts, quick comment. And we all know it's only through peaceful revolution. So how do we get you and others that align with you and that follow in your footsteps to continue to win the fight? There's only one way, and it's really just to supercharge the message. So if you think about it, young people were always the ones who would usually lead the protest. Remember in the 60s, if you may not remember, but I remember. And in the U.S., nowadays, we have a bunch of brain-dead, social media-addicted young folks who don't know what it's like to protest peacefully face-to-face. And who's left? Those of us who understand the past. But how do we affect this change in the now? If you think back, you know, January 6th, that was a whole different scene. There were peaceful people, but there were mainly, from what I could see, older folks. How do we get to the young people? That's the big question. And then a quick thought for you. You guys need to have an international power hour. You know, maybe take international calls, maybe once a week for an hour. And I think if you do something like that, maybe even if it's country-specific, you'll expand the message and you'll more effectively get...
I totally agree with you, Yitz. We need... In fact, we've said before, get foreign calls, but we should have at least once a week, an hour or two, where we take international calls only. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and one other quick thought, and I know you know this, and you're a pretty humble guy, even though you're pretty strong. You're the leader of the peaceful revolution right now. We have to expand the message, and I think that's one way to do it. And in terms of bringing more income into the company, you got to get your products kosher. You got to get the products kosher. That's in a giant market. I'm not talking about the Jewish market. I'm talking about the giant Muslim market as well. So think about that. You'll bring in more money.
No, you're right. Well, I think our products pretty much are kosher. We just didn't think to do that, but you're right. We need to do that.
And let's get the word out to the young people, because that's where we're missing the boat.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, people talk about kosher, but it really is Leviticus is a good idea. And it's all health laws that are common sense. Beyond kosher, we need non-GMO. We already have that, but we really need to, all of us, do that, because all the studies show it's so poisonous, it's so bad. And the Bible tells us, do not mix the seed. And boy, are they mixing the seed. They are crossing animals with humans. They're just doing everything, and it's so dangerous. But you mentioned international.
hey, the New World Order is attacking everybody. It doesn't matter where you live or where you are. And so we should have a focus on the international. We have a lot of foreign calls. It's great. But whatever's happening in Australia, whatever's happening in Israel, whatever's happening in Brazil, whatever's happening in the UK, Russia, it all affects you no matter where you are. This planet is so small, folks. Corey in Wyoming, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask all the info warriors to do a simple 3-minute thing, which is to go to their hospital board meetings. And I did this. I was the only person in the public forum that spoke, so I think it's really easy to do. And simply ask for organic blood for transfusions. I spent my 3 minutes. I read the Twitter post that Greg Reese brought attention to of the baby Alex in Washington State that developed a blood clot from its knee to his heart and died in 12 days because he didn't get the blood transfusion that their parents had set up through a donor from their church, in, you know, ensuring organic blood.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of those reports. In fact, in today's stack on the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, all over the world, they're creating dating services of the uninjected. People are demanding unvaxxed blood, and that's going to be the next big business, is going to be untainted blood that doesn't have the HIV spike protein in it. So they test so-called blood for the HIV spike protein, but now they're having to pass it through, saying, well, it's not really HIV, it's just a spike protein. We need to make this a big issue, and that alone will stop these poison shots. What you're saying is absolutely avant-garde and where the future's at.
Yes. I mean, if you're driving on an interstate highway and you get in a car accident and you need blood at the hospital, it's a gamble. On my Rumble channel, Organic Humans, I have my video up, Demand Organic Blood for Transfusions, to kind of illustrate to everybody how easy it is. It's only 3 minutes, but it can make a large impact if everybody does
it. Well,
also,
I'll air it. That's on Rumble, and the video is called Organic Humans?
That's my channel, and the video is called Demand Organic Blood for Transfusion.
Absolutely. That is such a leverage point for us, not just to help people, but to educate people and to create markets of clean seeds, clean blood, what I was just talking about with the caller from Israel. Amazing point, sir. Thank you, Corey. Guys, pull the video up. Thank you. Alex in California, you're on the air.
Yeah. Wow, I'm on the phone.
Yes, sir.
All right. So there's a distraction within a distraction within a distraction. The UFOs are a distraction from the COVID info and the war exploding. But COVID itself is a distraction of another distraction. If you look at COVID-19, there's a 75-year period from 2019 to 1944 and 1945, which is essentially, the end of World War II. Are you still online?
Yep, you are. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Vatican put a 75-year seal on records for 1944, 1945. So DW News did a documentary about it where their researchers were actually only able to get 1 week of reading these documents, something like 20,000 documents. They're only allowed to read it for 1 week before it had to shut down.
Okay, what are the documents? I'm not following you.
It's documents related to the Holocaust and paperclip and everything like that. There was a 75-year seal on the records.
Sure.
Okay. That's just all I wanted to say. But this is it's a big game, a long picture. Also, about space, there's the Soyuz leak on the International Space Station. It happened like a month ago. I didn't see anyone cover it. To me, that was a sign that this war is real. It's not if you want to look at S-O-Y-U-Z, the Soyuz leak on the Russian module of the International Space Station.
Sure, we know there's a big space war going on.
Yeah. If you go to liveuamap.com, it shows, I don't know if you've been there, but it has a lot of information. It's like a military map, but it shows China is launching a lot of satellites right now. That's all I really got to say. Thank you for what you do. The fish oil is great. I've taken it. You have really good dreams on the fish oil. God bless. Have a good one.
Absolutely. The fish oil is psychotropic when you sleep. Thank you so much, sir. Let's jam another one. Vince in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, Alex, you woke me up about 20 years ago with the 9/11 Road to Tyranny documentary. And I wanted to bring that up because I saw that on a local access television station. and an elderly couple was going down there and showing your videos like once a week, and I happened to stumble across it going through the channels. And I wanted to bring that up just to give everybody hope. Like, take action, even if it's just a small action, because you don't know who's going to stumble across it. And I watched that video, and I've been awake and telling everybody what's going on ever since, you know, handing out DVDs and, you know, contributing as much as I can. And so I just wanted to just pass that on to the listeners to just do something.
Don't hang up. I want you to be able to finish your point, Vince. But yes, everybody knows about throwing a rock into a pond and it sends ripples out. But that's really what's happening here. You don't know what effect it's had. You don't know what it's done. Like, I influence, I talk to the makers of it, Deus Ex, that big video game in the early 2000s, and then that influenced Elon Musk, he said. So, I mean, you don't know. I remember I met a long time ago Mike Judge. He said, you
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Something that our first caller, Yetch, brought up, and then I'll go back to your phone calls. I have four children, and two of them are of driving age. The third one is about to be of driving age, and my son showed some interest in driving, but he had to be pushed a little. And then my eldest daughter, who's an incredible person, I wish she wanted to be public. She'd be on the show. She's so smart, so beautiful, so amazing. I was like Marilyn Monroe. She really kind of didn't want to drive, and we pushed her to do it, and finally she's 18. She finally got her driver's license a few months ago, and now she loves it. And I tried to keep phones and computers away from them, but by the time they hit 16 or so, it's very hard. They get all the dopamine they need from the games and talking to their friends, and they think Ubers are the way to go, and they just don't get, they're not learning the next skill for life. And so that's how they're extincting cars. It's not just creating systems that don't work, not just increasing gas prices, but training young people to not want to go out and do things in the world. And all the studies and actuaries and information show that. And so they made a big joke about it a few months ago when I said, calculators are really destroying our minds. Well, they admit no one knows basic reading, writing, and you know, arithmetic now. They've dumbed the language down. This is a plan to basically make us obsolete. Just like 90% of us don't know how to farm. Well, think how that makes us totally controllable. So here's some headlines dealing with this. Millennials don't drive, and here's why they aren't likely to start anytime soon. And the media celebrates that. The reasons why millennials aren't as car crazed as baby boomers and how self-driving cars fit in. Yeah, you don't need to know how to drive a car. A computer will do it for you. Millennials are right to kill the car. New York Post gets it right. Why lazy, entitled millennials can't last 90 days at work. See why some millennials are lazy and entitled, yet they may be the most successful generation of our time. And it goes on from there. If you look at the spectrums, and there's big analysis and studies out there, we've covered them. The more liberal you are, the more urban you are, and the more you don't know how to change a filter in your house, the more you don't know how to mow your yard, the more you don't want to own anything, the more you just accept the system that's predatory and is cornering you and domesticating you. I know so many people that have never shot a gun. So many people have never been in a fistfight. So many people don't know how to change a tire. So many people don't know how to unclog a toilet. So many people don't know how to fry eggs or cook a steak or not just an easy meal to make. They don't know the enjoyment of getting out a cookbook and learning and testing and how you're designed to do it and how fun it is to cook. Their idea is Uber Eats. But when you don't know how to grow food or cook food or fix the electricity or screw in a light bulb, really, what are you? Worthless. And the left celebrates how worthless they are, and they laugh and joke about people that do know how to do something. We're like aliens to them. And I love folks in New York. There are a lot of hardworking, great people in New York, and construction, you name it. But I can't tell you how many times in my life I'd be on a trip or wherever, or somebody would be down here visiting, and they'd say, yeah, I thought all you Texans rode to work in horses. And, you know, that's the idea these people have. But I'll tell you, my family with horses and cows and pine tree logging operations and Christmas tree operations and grape vineyards. You take a domesticated leptus that's grown up their life in a high-rise, 500,000-foot apartment, and you take them to my family in East Texas, and there's not even a connection to these people. And they'd look at my cousins and my family driving around on tractors and baling hay and doing all this and go, look at them hillbillies. Meanwhile, those hillbillies are engineers. Those hillbillies have spent decades in the military. Those hillbillies have flown helicopters in combat. Those hillbillies know how to build your building you live in. Those hillbillies know how to run electricity. Those hillbillies know how to kick your ass and shoot a gun and grow a garden. And those hillbillies can take you out in the woods and say, if you got a sore throat, take that plant. That mushroom's edible, that mushroom's not. Look at this chicken of the forest, particular yellow fungus that grows in the back of trees. You can slice off and cook up with some olive oil that tastes like chicken and is super good for you, full of vitamin B12. They think we're space aliens because we know how to skin a buck, we know how to run a trot line, and if we need to, we know how to open up a can of whoop ass. And we know how to shoot bullseye at 400 yards. And we know how to blast a dove out of the air. And we know how to fix a tractor. And we know how to take care of our children when they're sick. And we know how to save money. And we know how to get on our knees to Jesus Christ. And I'll take my hillbilly people any day over the domesticated folks that live in these crime-filled urban hell holes. And I don't think of myself as elitist or better than them. I actually feel sorry for these people. And I feel sorry that I'm way more disconnected from the land than my grandfathers or my father, and my children are more disconnected from me, and that is my failure. So what are we doing now? You'll see me sometimes take off 3-4 days. Where's Alex? I'm out there running a chainsaw, cutting down trees. I'm planting Christmas trees that we sell. I'm feeding cows. I'm riding horses. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm as high as a kite, without any drug, without anything, getting up at 4:30 in the morning, cooking breakfast for my family. And then at 6 a.m. when the sun comes up, when it's still dark, getting in a tractor and baling hay. And then feeding the cows. And then feeding sugar cookies to the pony. And then at night, I'm sitting around that bonfire, looking up at the stars deep in the heart of Texas. And that's what we're meant to do. That's what we're designed to do. And anybody that tries to take you out of that is a liar and is a fraud. All my family have other incredible skills. How to run generators, how to fix trains, how to do it all. And I look at that and I feel so sorry for people that are domesticated. And I tell you, the future is human, and we're going to defeat this new world order. We're going to come back with your phone calls across the board on the other side. The coordinates of freedom, the enemy hopes you don't share, are InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video, and more. We'll be back in just a few minutes with your phone calls. Stay with us. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems would be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And you thought the lead
winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, when your eyes were trembling mermaids, and you touched the distant beaches with tales of red Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lady.
All right, Vince in New York, you held over to make your point. Rock into a pond. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to you, Alex. I just wanted to add that, you know, here in America, we're so far removed from the rugged individualism that built this country. And I really would love to see us get back to that. And I just think there's a lot of factors contributing to that. And, you know, we have the whole fatherless epidemic in our country. You know, fathers, you know, they're good for kicking their boys out of the house and getting them out there to do stuff and, you know, teaching them trades and, you know, just teaching them how to be a man. And the whole single mom epidemic and fatherless epidemic that we got in the country is just,
the United States is the most fatherless country in the world. That's the globalist operation. Their mission's almost complete. That's exactly what we're talking about, brother.
And I just wanted to say real quick, you know, I'm a practicer of MGTOW, which stands for men going their own way. And that movement is really gaining traction in this country because men are getting destroyed in family court and divorce court. And, you know, Title 4D and all this stuff.
Men are totally admittedly targeted. I played Paul Ehrlich, top globalist, a few weeks ago, saying in the 1970, we're going to target the men, we're going to destroy the men, that'll destroy the family. I mean, it is an admitted plan.
Yeah, and it's really having an effect, and we've got to raise awareness. We've got to get these laws changed in these courts so that men aren't getting wrecked and, you know, becoming, you know, pay slaves and indentured servants. And
it's starting to happen, brother. I appreciate your call. Great points. All right, next up is Resist Warrior, or Reset Warrior, sorry. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, so you're pumped from yesterday about what does this all mean, that these people are out in the open and they're admitting who they are and that they're in trouble. I think that it primarily means that, you know, if you look at two gladiators in a fight, one, their primary weapon is truth. Their primary weapon is deceit, and they can no longer deceive. So, you know, I feel like we've disarmed them. And now what we have to do is, which a lot of callers are coming in and saying, we have to now go and with the final blow, with the truth, get these people, you know, to the end of their rope. And
I agree. How scared do you think they are that now it's mainline to say, I hate the New World Order and global government, and the New World Order is running it all, and mainline pundits are against it? I mean, the worm is turning.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely scared. And, you know, these people are ultimately people, you know, and they're conditioned to operate in secrecy. So now that they can no longer deny who they are, they're just flopping. I mean, look at the clip that Harrison played this morning, the Pentagon official being like, oh, you know, I barely even got a degree in history. Like, a general or a Pentagon official would be their primary focus is history. Because, I mean, it's just, they're flopping. They're in trouble, man.
I agree, but what are they going to do to try to stay in control?
I don't know. I almost feel like some of the things we're seeing, these chemical train derailments, I mean, that I don't know any details on that Black Hawk downing in Arizona, but this systemic collapse, I mean, I think that's already the start of it. So we're seeing them flailing. I can't say. I don't know how bad it's going to get. I mean, I know how much we talk about nuclear war on this show. But we're going to have to see. We're just going to have to keep pushing with the truth. And
no, you're right. You can feel it. You can see it. Thank you for the call, sir. Steve in South Carolina, you're on the air.
God bless you, brother, and your family and the InfoWars crew. If I got time, I want to make 2 points, one on the war, but mainly on the shots. The poison shots, they are definitely, in my opinion, the number one crime of the century.
I mean, I agree, and it's not just this current attack that's so horrible, millions dead, tens of millions sick. It's the takeover of our bodies.
Correct, and it's ongoing, and it's a constant war that we are at battle with the globalists. But the one point that I wanted to bring up was Dr. Mercola a couple days ago on his website. He released the article, and there's the United States National Center for Health Statistics, the NCHS. And now what they're doing is they have created a code. It's called ICD-10 code, and that is being used by all of our primary care physicians when you go to the doctors, and they're reporting using this code everybody that is unvaxxed.
Yes, I saw that in the news a month ago. An illegal database who's not taking the poison shot, then they discriminate against people. Rand Paul's introduced a bill to outlaw that, but that is just outrageous. Total Nuremberg violation, absolute criminal activity.
Yes, and they're going to try to use it to bring in the digital passports and the digital IDs, of course. And the reason I bring that up, and I wanted to make a quick point about the war, because I'm like a lot of the other callers and you and everybody else, you know, we're all worried about nuclear war. Like Dr. Boyle said, we're like 15 seconds away. And Colonel McGregor, he did an interview, I can't remember, but I watched it the other day, and he was talking about how Ukraine, they're going to be, his words, were annihilated. No matter how bad the Russians get hit, no matter how many tanks.
No, they're not going to stop. The Russians never stop.
No, sir, they're not. And, you know, these are the things that freak me out more than anything about the war. And, you know, when you got Putin saying, look, I'm not at war with the American people. I'm not at war with the people in Europe. He even says, Putin, I'm at war with the New World Order globalist.
Which is true, and they're having meetings announcing it. Thank you for the call. Great point, sir. We've got some breaking news I'm going to hit when the next segment starts. There's been a new massive train derailment in Michigan, a chemical train, and reports are it's already smoking. We're going to cover that coming up next segment as I'm giving the articles, but let's go back to your calls. Robert in Thailand, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to get back to you about the X3. You asked me to give you an update on that. I got it out here in Thailand, received it really well. Thank you guys for sending that out here. It had a huge effect with my biohacking, plugged right in. I felt amazing getting some more ASAP. I wanted to thank you for being one of the two biggest influences in my life as a freedom fighter. You and Rick Simpson were the two people who set me on the path to be a freedom fighter and spread the truth. The Rick Simpson story, Run from the Cure, is a huge, you know, the previous caller said COVID crime is the biggest, but this actually is bigger than the COVID crime because knowledge of the endocannabinoid system would save tens of millions of lives from cancer.
There is no doubt in thousands of studies that remove the THC that gets you, quote, high, that what is in CBD and what is in the plant is the most magic plant God gave us. And what it does for people that have epilepsy and narcolepsy and all these other neurological disorders. I mean, people see the videos where somebody that's, you know, has, you know, serious Parkinson's, an hour after taking a high-powered CBD is having no tremors. I mean, it's incredible.
It's fast-acting. You can see it in the videos. You can see the studies. There's a lot of it in history. Run from the Cure is the documentary. I recommend people duck, duck, go. Check that out. Rick Simpson would be a great guest if you'd ever be willing to have
him on. I'll get him on.
Alex.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the work. We'll get him on.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, we sell high-end, highest-quality CBD oil at about half off what you buy in stores. And we've had outside groups test it and say, oh, my God, you're selling the highest-quality, full-spectrum CBD, 1,000 milligram, 25 milligram, and 10 milligram. And, yeah, it's there. And people take it. It blows them away. It's at InfoWarsStore.com and supports the broadcast. You're crazy if you don't get it, especially for joint pain, you name it. I take it almost every day because I never got my Achilles fixed. I have no Achilles. And it's painful as hell, and when I don't take this, I feel it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled
world of money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have I got to tell you? I know I'm interconnected to all of you. And if I'm going to win, you got to win. The resources in this universe are unlimited.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain?
Times. Well, I've seen different statistics, but we've got basically a 3,000% increase in infrastructure breakdown in the last 2 years. Power stations, food processing centers, train derailments, chemical plant fires, oil plant fires. You don't need me to tell you about it. You can see it every day. And now, the sixth derailment in the last 30 days, the fourth in 2 weeks. Train derails outside Detroit, Michigan, with one car carrying hazardous materials. Fox News reports a train containing one car of hazardous materials is derailed Thursday in Van Buren Township outside Detroit, Michigan. Reports say the cause of the derailment was not immediately clear. There was a big derailment outside Chicago yesterday. A train containing one car of hazardous materials has derailed in Van Buren Township. The cause of the derailment was not immediately clear. Authorities responded to the train derailment in Van Buren Township in Detroit. Officials that spoke to WXYZ, I'm not joking, that's a TV station, WXYZ, which reported that at least six cars were seen off the tracks, said one of them was carrying hazardous materials. We're going to continue to cover that as it unfolds. We are taking your phone calls right now. But more important than going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products you need to fund the operation that enrich us all and empower us all is spreading the word. Every day when this live show ends, we archive it to band.video by subject. And that's how we fight the New World Order. People are ready to be waking up. People are ready for the truth, but it's only you that can carry the ball. Let's talk to John in Mexico. Thanks for holding, John. You are a veteran confronted mayor of Houston. That's what the headline, or that's what the piece of information you gave us. What are you talking about, John?
Hey, how you doing, Alex? How you doing? I just wanted to start by saying it's an honor being a part of your show. I've been watching you about 10, 15 years. I really do appreciate all the knowledge that you put out. And I wanted to also say, too, rest in peace to my grandfather. He passed away this morning. I just got word about an hour ago. So
say his name. Let's give him a good send-off here.
Oh, his name is Buford Horn. My grandpa Buford Horn, he was 90 years old, passed away this morning. Just wanted to say rest in peace to Buford Horn. Appreciate that, Alex.
Man, that's a cool name. That sounds like a badass.
Yeah, he was a badass. He was bad. 90 years, he was a badass. But he reminds me so much of you. As you know, right now I'm in Mexico, and I've been going through a lot. But what we're doing now is I'm about to run for the mayor of Houston. So I'll be back in Texas. I'm from Dallas, but I'll be back in Texas next week to run for the mayor of Houston because it's a big cover-up going on in Houston right now. And what happened was they compared me to you. They was calling me the Black Alex Jones on YouTube.
Wait a minute. I saw that. That's you. I saw that a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Oh, I told my producers to get you on as a guest. I guess they couldn't get a hold of you. I forget your name. What's your name? We'll pull it up. If you type in the Black Alex Jones of Houston. I forget what you were talking about. Was it a shooting or something? Or crime?
Well, it was a shooting. It was a shooting that happened. And what happened was is the mayor covered it up, and I showed up at the mayor. He have a Tuesday morning meeting, so I flew from Mexico to Houston, showed up at the meeting, and I confronted him with the recording of the chief center, his wife, saying that if y'all want to know who killed Takeoff, get Sylvester on the phone. I'll tell y'all who killed Takeoff if you get the mayor on the phone. And when I showed up and showed that, you know, they wanted to arrest me and all that good stuff. It was all
well, folks that know the backstory, tell them what happened with the shooting.
Well, what happened was Takeoff was at a dice game with Jay Prince's son in Houston, Texas, and he got shot. They tried to say it was friendly fire, but it was more involved. They took his chain and all that. So what we did was we have a page on YouTube called Paperwork Party. And we actually solved the murder, but the bad thing about it is the mayor was involved. So we had to confront him. And
why do they call you the Black Alex Jones? I remember watching the video. You were in their face.
Yeah, the reason they called me the Black Alex Jones is because I've had three YouTube pages. Every last one of my YouTube pages has been demonetized. And I keep coming back. I've been drugged through federal court. I just beat a federal case against an attorney in Houston, Texas called Dennis Sperling. He had something to do with the murder of Kevin Samuels. On the Paperwork Party, we had a Paperwork Party show on YouTube, and we pulled the paperwork from the medical examiners, and the woman that was in the apartment was the woman that he sent. And we revealed it on the show, and we tried to talk to the mayor of Atlanta about that. You see what I'm saying? What they did, they sued me. They came after me hard. I'm talking about Alex. They came. That's why they called me the Black Alex Jones, because I beat that case. But they came after me hard.
Well, sir, we'll get your info, then I'll have to go back and look at the case. I just remember seeing it in the news. But I appreciate you calling us, sir. God bless you. Wow. See, I'm following this stuff. Beverly in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You woke me up in 2007 with Endgame when I was about 19, and since then I've always wanted to be a prepper, but I was a little too busy being young and dumb. So I'm 35 now, a little bit smarter, and I wanted to give out my Telegram handle, which is TankGirl24, and see if there are any info warrior preppers who need people to work the land. Please get in touch with me. And also, I'm not sure if this already exists, but have you thought about an InfoWars social network?
You know, we tried to do it, and we just got hacked and attacked. We don't have the money to build one that doesn't get shut down because they're very easy to manipulate and attack from different angles and shut down, both cyber attacks but also infiltrators that get on and do a bunch of bad stuff. But, yes, the whole future is going to be awake humans getting together and moving to the countryside together. And what you're saying is about farmers and ranchers and people trying to hire outside folks, come in and train them to actually build new communities. That's going to be the future.
I think exposing the agenda is as much of a threat as networking and coming together.
No, I hear you. We're trying to expose the threat.
Exactly. They censor us and they keep us from communicating with each other because that's how we spread more information.
I appreciate your call, Beverly. Kaylee in Arizona. Go ahead.
Oh, my. Can you hear me, Alex?
I can. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I just want to start off and say thank you for your service and everything that you do. I've been listening to you since I was 18 years old. I'll be 26 next month. My boyfriend always teases me. He calls me a little Alexa Jones, but I'm fired up. I'm awake, you know? And I just wanted to share with you some information I saw this morning and see what you think about it. It was a video filmed in Ohio, and it's dated Wednesday, 2/15/2023, and there's about 20 hazardous trucks, you know, those like metal tank trucks, driving into a town in Ohio labeled with 3082, a hazardous chemical label. The woman that recorded the video asked one of the drivers, hey, what is in there? And he said, water. Well, I did my research on what 3082 is, and you can too, and all the comments obviously went into detail about it. It's nickel oxide, and supposedly it's an emission catalyst, but I wanted to get your opinion on this, Alex. What do you think?
You know, I'm not a chemist, so I don't know, but it sounds like they're wanting to burn up what's left because they don't want to get into the water supply.
Right. Or how do you feel about the water supply? If that's
well, are you saying that this chemical is an accelerant? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a chemist.
So nickel oxide is supposed to be an emission catalyst, and it's obviously a carcinogen, not healthy for us. But I mean, I guess you think they're just going to dump it over the site.
So you call it an ignition catalyst. I mean, that would be an accelerant, right?
Yeah, right. Correct. I'm just a little concerned about this because obviously.
Oh, I mean, let me tell you. Their default was to say no problem. Now they're admitting it's really dangerous. Almost all the animals in the area are dying, and it's just default for them to cover it up. So I agree with you. We should all be watching it. I did not know about that. Can you, can I put you on hold? Can you tell the crew where you found that, and we'll pull it up?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Kaylee. Appreciate your call. Since you talk about chemicals in the water, here's what's going to happen. I've got that stack of news right here. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And I'm going to get to that stack of news I have prepared today. Then we'll take more calls. And then we'll get into the incredible vaccine news that is just insane. I can't say it's the biggest news ever because we kind of peaked out here. I mean, it's causing heart attacks, you know, strokes, deaths. It doesn't help you. Erases your immune system. Gives you AIDS. I mean, it's just like... it's totally insane, but this stack is insane. But first, when we come back, they admit in major studies that chemicals are feminizing our boys. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.